You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Keep it. That's the best one. Okay. That's the best one we'll ever
That's
get.
The one we're going with?
That's it. That's the one we're going with. The audience gets it. We're doing the
All
best
right,
we
this
can.
This is what the boss says. This is what we're doing.
This is what the audience gets. The honest opening that is so hard for us to nail.
Just come on one more time because I have OCD.
Okay. I'm using this one. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Bradnick.
And I'm Sue Smith. And we love scams.
We love scams. Guys, we're currently Skyping and we're trying to do a mind meld. And doing a mind meld via a Skype podcast is hard. But
yeah,
we're doing it.
We're doing it.
This
is
Scam Wow.
We didn't tell you guys this, but this is... we're recording from LA, so I'm driving today, and it's great.
Yes.
Usually, Sue is in charge. Usually, we always record bi-coastally, and usually I'm in bed, and Katie's in the studio with a guest. And today, I'm in the studio with the guest, and Katie is still in studio with other Katie.
I'm in studio, but it's very... Yeah, we're here with our trusty producers. Now we have two producers in the studio.
We have Kate,
so excited.
And we have a new producer. Anosh is our West Coast producer.
Hey.
Yes.
There he is.
Thank you.
And
we
he's
have
a
so
guy,
help.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
Not confirmed.
It's not
okay.
Confirmed male. Not
by
confirmed.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Not confirmed. Okay, guys. So the Audrey Kitching episode, we got a ton of responses. I had some amazing, amazing women reach out to me on Instagram and share with me personal stories of how they were friends with Audrey, how they felt scammed by her, how they were still hurting. And of course, it's all kept private, but we had a huge, huge flood of responses from that.
Yeah. So of other people who had been scammed and like were, you know, victims of hers for the last years who didn't feel comfortable speaking out publicly. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sending those responses.
Right. And we get it and we're here for you. And this is like what it's all about. So we did get one email from someone claiming to be Audrey's cousin. And she said she wanted to throw out some information that we seem to be lacking in our breakdown of her life.
Like, listen, people aren't all good and they aren't all bad.
No.
You know what I mean? So like, this is a girl claiming to be her family member. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Her name is Kristen. And she just has a different perception of Audrey. And we thought that it would be, we should put that out there as well.
Sure. Of course. So she said that Audrey's dad suddenly passed away. So Audrey stopped modeling in PA, shut down her clothing lines and moved home to take care of them for her mother after her dad very suddenly passed away. Her fight through depression was fierce and she decided to spend close to family and has not left her mom's side since the passing. So say what you want about the woman, do your satire and keep your followers, but give credit where it's due because this woman would go further for her family and friends than most people would in a lifetime. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing. We don't have any followers. We're not fancy, but I think you can still be a really good person and also a scam artist. A lot of scam artists are really lovely to the people that they love. We asked Kristen, we're like, can we share it on our podcast? You know, we want to be transparent. And she said, yes, totally. Also, I don't remember if I said, as of now, Audrey lives full time on a farm and is recently off the grid for social media presence. I guess we all do what we have for our mental well-being. Plus, I know she'd stop to tell people the good things about me. Got to do the same when I see anyone, let alone family, being misunderstood. So great. These sound like wonderful family members.
So I said like, oh, it's so nice that I was responding. And I said, it's so nice that she has a family member to stick up for her. She said, I can't speak on how she gets her products or for her site, and I don't know the answers to those things, but I do know Audrey didn't have any friends in middle school or high school. People were the mean girl to her, and she struggled a lot, as well as she did in LA and in the MySpace days. She's been taken advantage of a lot and was not happy with how she was living her life in those years. You guys can't really track she spent with family trying to rebuild herself. We all go through things and have our own path finding ourselves, and it made me decently sad to hear how people view and experience someone that I know loves so deeply and works on herself daily. Thanks for your response. So either this is a loving family member who has a very different experience of Audrey, or this is not a real account.
I was talking about this, like, we cover the scams and we cover like what happens. And, you know, we were talking about the product that was purchased from another site claiming to be homemade. And that's really what like we're into, is how is the scam being made?
Yeah. And the reason that we were like, maybe this is not a real email, is because she said she was off the grid on a farm. And we know that she posts to her social media channels like 10 times a day constantly. So I don't know. But apparently Audrey Kitching is not an evil doer.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're just covering what like we saw and what people, what our reporters,
what's been
heard
reported
firsthand, of being in that room and telling to like change the product, you know. But that was just more interesting with us. And also we were curious about like how people can kind of like monetize off of the spiritual, emotional feelings you have and sort of that world. And I do appreciate anybody defending their family member, of course. And we're happy you guys contacted us. And
yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting constant calls from Azerbaijan all day and night. They love me there. But
you're big there.
Look, guys, I'm big in Baijan. But Kate, our producer, just got a recent text message and we just had to read it. It was just kind of fun.
It's really short. I get a lot of text messages for like donation stuff because I donate to places, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just says it's from a number that isn't in my phone and it says, hello, !367769. Someone taken yours photos from WhatsApp and now they is here. And then there's a link to a Google Doc. I did not open it.
Oh, no. You didn't open
now
it?
Now they is
I
here.
I want to, but I did not.
No, we're afraid.
I'm afraid it's malware or something. Should I?
No, because I don't want her phone to get like taken over.
Yeah. But anyway, that's it. Just a little baby scam over text.
Little baby scam. And my grandma would totally open that scam.
I would be very confused. I would open it too because I get so many junk emails. You know?
Oh, yeah. So Sue Smith, guys, if you haven't figured out, is like a very interesting name.
It's a very popular name.
Very popular that a lot of people have. And so Sue has been sharing her massive amount of emails. How many do you get a day, do you think, that aren't for you?
For me? I mean, I get a lot of junk, but then like earnest emails, I get at least two a day of somebody trying to contact different Sue Smith.
And do you respond to them?
No, not usually. No. I just take screenshots and post them on my Instagram which is probably mean, but hey, you know, it's interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah, there was the one about the pregnancy, and I was like, you gotta tell them they have the wrong person.
This woman wrote a very heartfelt email about her birth experience to her whole family.
Which is so upsetting.
I posted it on my Instagram. That was so mean. But it was, she was thinking the Heavenly Father. Like, I had to, you know?
I would have been so floored. But also sometimes you just want to talk about your birth experience. I was like, you know what? Let the whole world know. You know what? It was hard.
I blacked out all of her emails and all of her identifying info. So I think it's okay.
Yes. And our guest today is my TV husband.
Yes. Guys, his name is Ted Limpert, and he is a comedian.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a comedian, actor, comedian
filmmaker.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
From New York.
He makes movies.
Yeah.
He's so funny. Ted and I were in one of the first things I was like, we were cast in something together as lovers. Then the second time I was in my very first commercial, I come in and Ted is my love interest. He's my husband who I'm screaming at during the commercial as I'm in labor. Yes. And then when I wrote my audiobook, I was like, Ted, you got to be my husband.
It was, yeah,
so
yeah.
Ted is my entertainment husband. Yeah. Yeah. I love him so much. And we both are happily married to other people, but...
Well, just like, you know, are you a doctor? No, but I play one on TV. Are you Caitlin's husband? No, but I play,
we play one on TV.
TV.
Yeah, yeah,
or internet or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, we play married.
I love it. And apparently, unfortunately, Ted has been scammed many times.
Oh,
and I can tell by looking him in his kind eyes that he is just a genuine person and this is why he's been scammed, right?
Yeah, I'm worried that throughout this little recording, you guys are just going to lose respect for me and the world.
That's the thing is that like everyone feels so ashamed and like people have been scammed like left and right and people feel so ashamed about it. But like telling stories helps empower people because everyone has gone through this shit.
Can I say that I listened to the Abby Holland episode?
Oh my God, that's what I'm talking about.
I was like, that needs to be made into a movie. Like she needs to, that was incredible.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Just crazy.
And we were all like shaking, like I was getting hives. Like everybody was just so involved because what's so similar with all of these scams is that it's just people, all of us are just trying to do the right thing. We're just trying to get by. Nobody wants to get in trouble. And these scam artists are very compelling and very tricky. And that's why they're successful. If they weren't successful, they wouldn't keep doing it.
Yeah.
So we get it.
So Ted.
Yes.
What's your, I heard Katie told me you were scammed by Verizon.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I'm getting scammed like every couple weeks.
Oh no.
No.
You are probably Ted. You're so nice.
No, I feel like the Verizon scam was not similar at all to Abby's story, other than it was through the phone.
What happened?
So I got a call that was, it said it was the Verizon customer support or maybe.
Like that was your caller ID?
That was my caller ID.
Okay.
And I usually don't answer the phone just because I feel like anybody that's calling me is either asking me to do something for less money than I usually get or like, you know, and when I'm on the phone, I can't say no. I'm just like, oh,
wait, you don't answer the phone even if you know the person?
No. Usually if I know the person, I'll answer, but.
You're in here first. If you want to really screw Ted over,
just give him a
phone
call. You want me to do anything?
He's so nice.
You know, like
he can't
over the phone,
no.
I am just like a little baby. And I was like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Amazing.
But yeah, so it was customer support and I answered the phone and they were like, is this Harold Limpert? And Harold is my legal first name.
Okay.
Which I don't really go by, but like hearing that, I was like, oh man, this is serious.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
And so they were like, there's been some fraudulent activity on your account. And I was like, okay. Also I should set the stage that I am still on my parents' family plan, as a old man.
Good
a married
for you.
Man.
Yeah. Scam them.
Great. Keep
I feel
it.
Like my mom would be so sad if I got off the family plan, but like
it's her way of keeping you.
Also, I'm just like, I can't function on my own. So it's good.
Yeah, of course.
But my immediate thought was like, why is he calling me? You know, I don't run the account. I think my mom is actually the point person.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was like, there's been some fraudulent activity on your account. Looks like someone bought a new phone. Do you know an Elizabeth Brown? And I was like, well, my sister's name is Elizabeth, but that, you know, definitely don't know an Elizabeth Brown.
But that's not her last name.
No. Limpert. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, yeah, that sounds weird. I guess he was like, okay, so we're going to cancel this order. But to do so, we need to text you an activation code. And then you'll read it back to us. And I was just like, at this point, I was kind of getting a little weirded out, but I was just like, I was in my mind justifying it later. I was like, I was waiting for him to ask for like my credit card info. And I was like, as soon as he does that, I'm going to say no. Gotcha.
Oh, so you were like almost ready. You were a little bit in on it. If it had actually came up,
I may still have not done anything.
So wait, okay. They call you on the phone, said somebody, do you know an Elizabeth? She bought a phone.
She bought a phone.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she, they were like, so we're going to text you this code and read it back to us so we can verify the account and, you know, stop the fraudulent activity. And I was like, sure. And so they texted me the
code.
And I read it back to them and they were like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, we'll cancel the order and your code will, or your account will be locked for the next like couple hours. So don't go in there.
Okay.
And then they hung up and I was like,
great. It sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. I was just like, okay, great. This stopped the fraud.
Wait, your account will be locked in that like you can't use your phone or you just can't access your Verizon online.
So they said that I couldn't access my Verizon online, which I was like, whatever, I don't
Who
access
cares?
That anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it's complicated.
I was just like, yeah, 2 or 3 hours. That makes sense. That's about how long it takes to stop a criminal.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then, but I immediately texted my mom.
That's how long it takes to stop a criminal.
Yeah, stop a phone criminal. But I texted my mom and she was like, oh, I got the same call. I'm on the phone with actual Verizon. It was a scam.
Oh,
and
what?
I was like, okay. And then that should like be the end of it, right?
Yeah.
Like talking to regular Verizon.
Yeah.
But then, so after that, all of our phones, I have three siblings and my dad are all on the family plan and all of our phones stopped working.
What?
It's silly, but like for the next like 2 days,
they didn't
like,
work at all.
Yeah. It was calls were being forwarded. So like you could like make a call, but it would immediately say like this number is not, available or something like
what?
That.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no.
So that was super weird. And then, we found out that even after talking to Verizon, the actual customer support, that someone had purchased the phone and was still having it delivered.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait,
it was just,
what do you
it
mean?
Was so confusing. Sorry.
You said somebody purchased a phone and was having it delivered?
So Elizabeth Brown.
So Elizabeth, well, I don't know. Okay. I think the scammers that called, I read about it later, and what they do is they call you, and they're basically like ready to access your account. And do stuff on it, but they have to, you know how when you forget your password, they'll send you an access code and text it to you. So what they're doing is they're like ready to log in and they send you the access code. And then I read it to them basically. And then, so they got the reset password,
what?
Got in and ordered a new iPhone.
Oh my God.
They did it.
So they ordered the phone.
So they ordered
that's
the phone.
Really smart.
Yeah, they tricked me
I'm
good.
I'm sorry. That's so
that's
smart.
That's really smart.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you can't hate them. I mean, I guess you can, but our phones didn't work. We still didn't really know this. And then after a few days, I was like, I needed to make a call or something. And our texts still worked, which was weird.
That's weird.
But my mom was like, well, you call Verizon and see what's
I'm
going
just,
on.
I'm just, your whole family. So 4 children, a mom and a dad, your phones don't work
don't
for
work.
2 days.
Yeah. I mean, and it's silly to think that like one day there weren't phones at all. Now it's like, I can't go 5 minutes without making a,
right.
You know.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so then I called, no, Verizon called me again, which I was immediately like, okay, this is real though. This will be good. And they put me on the phone with someone and they were like asking me about my phone. They were like, do you have a gold iPhone?
Wait. And this time when they called you, what did the caller ID? Say
it said the same thing, so that was
really?
I was like, yeah, but my mom had said they were going to call you, so I was like, I trust my mom,
yeah,
but mom
who knows?
Knows
these days. I mean, it could be anybody,
maybe your mom's in on it,
yeah, maybe she's in on it, everybody's in on it, you guys are in on it,
no,
if only,
but yeah, but I know, I'm gonna get that scam money, but yeah, so they called me, and I was on the phone with a woman, and she was like, you know, kind of walking me through the process of like, getting my phone number working again. At this point, we didn't know someone had ordered a phone. And she was like, okay, so your phone number is activated on the gold iPhone X Max or something like that, which is like the biggest, newest iPhone. And I was like, oh, I don't have one of those. And she was like, well, that's what your number is connected to. And I was just like, she's like, it looks like you just ordered it. Did you just order it? And I said, no, I mean, like, I just got scammed, I think, you know. And so then she eventually, like, we were talking in circles and she was like, all right, so I guess I have to put you on on the line with another tech expert. And this guy came on the line. They're all very nice, asking like, what type of phone do you have? And I'm just like, well, I know it's blue. He started talking about, I think he got the sense that I was like nervous. I'd also been on the phone for a long time. And like after being on the phone for more than a minute, I like turned into a little
pumpkin
washcloth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I want to go.
A pumpkin shaped washcloth. Yes.
Yeah. But he was like getting the sense, and he was like, you know, I've been scammed before. When I got out of the military, somebody bought a house with my, you know, identity. And I was just like, I felt so bad for him. I was like, that's terrible to hear. But at the same time, I was like, isn't this exactly what a scammer would do? Is like, yeah. Tell me a story. And I was just, my mind was just everywhere. And so eventually the phones, our phones were working again. And they were like, okay, we're going to cancel that phone that's being delivered. And they were like, we'll contact FedEx and they will cancel the order. But then like a week later, my mom got the bill and the phone was on the bill. And I was just like, what is going on?
So then did all of your phones start working again?
So our phones started working again. Yeah. And then that was kind of like sort of the end of that. Although there was another, I had to talk to Verizon again to like
get the charge.
Confirm that. I was like, I don't have another phone. I just have this one phone.
Oh no.
I'm not secretly.
Because don't they record those calls? Like they're supposed to. They say like the call might be recorded for customer or whatever. But yeah. Then they have record of you calling and saying like, I'm being scammed. So please take that off.
Yeah, that was the other weird thing. I was just like, is this only happening to me? Like you guys have to, you know, have heard of this before.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, okay, it's still not over. Like week later, it's still not over.
So did you ever figure out who did it or what was going on?
No, no. That was the other thing where they were just like, oh, we'll just cancel the phone. Ugh. Like I was like, oh, are you going to investigate?
But the scammer got the phone.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely got the phone, yeah.
So they had a successful con.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
They did. That's not fair.
I know. I think all the
scammers. I'm like, wow, that scammer.
You're like, good that's
them.
Good. You're like, oh.
Yeah, good for
no,
them.
I mean, look, Ted didn't get hurt. His family got paid back. And this scammer obviously needs it. I don't know. There's something about like, I don't know.
It's very sad. Robin Hood. It's very
it
like.
It is. I feel like, I mean, as long as Ted's okay and everything's fine, his family's fine. Like, I just do feel sad. There's like a little piece of me that feels for these scammers. Like maybe that person really, really needed it or was in a bind, or maybe they're just terrible, but I don't know. I think if nobody gets hurt and you just get a free phone from Verizon, I don't hate it.
I feel similarly. I mean, initial frustration of just going through the
rounds. Oh, no, I'm sorry for you, Ted.
Ted got hurt. He didn't get to get calls for 2 days.
2 days?
Two
can
days,
you believe
no
that?
Calls.
No calls.
I love you and I'm very happy for you. And I'm very sorry you got scammed and it is a terrible experience. Let's talk about, and I'm not saying that I want you to go through that again. I'm just
Katie,
saying.
Why are you laughing so hard?
I feel so conflicted. Because
I know. Well, who knows what they were struggling with or are struggling with. They got to get these phones.
They needed it more than you.
You know.
Yeah,
they needed it more than you.
Living is hard.
But
yeah.
Are you now, do you have trouble now when you deal with Verizon? Like, are they, is there still issues with that, with your account? Or are they like double check anything for you? Or is it just like, whatever?
Not at the moment. Although, yeah, we are consistently getting those messages that are like, you guys have 10% data left, or like, you're over data. And now I get those texts and I'm like, who's using it?
Yes.
Is this the real Verizon or the scammers?
That's true.
So I don't answer anything Verizon, you know, good. I'm just going to stop using my phone completely.
If you don't want to talk to Ted, just say you're Verizon when you contact
Ted.
Exactly.
You're so sweet.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
I know. So what other scams have you been the victim of?
So when I first moved to LA,
yeah.
I wasn't making a lot of money, and so I ended up getting a part-time job at Target.
Uh-huh. Target's my favorite store.
I love Target.
Okay.
Working there is fine. I mean, it's just, you know, a job, and I feel like some people, I would never badmouth, because I know some people have to work there, and at the time, I had to work there.
Yeah.
And they were good to me for the most part. But like, I was just getting scammed like every couple days there as a cashier.
What do you mean?
It was like, I remember one was a guy came through with like, and some of these make it seem like, or are pretty clear that I should have picked up on it, but I was just like kind of nervous just starting, and I'm like, you know, nice, or I guess. The one guy came to me, and he was like very complimentary.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, did you just start here? I shop here all the time. I was like, oh yeah, I just started. He's like, you have very nice eyes. And I was just like, oh, thanks. I mean, do you want me to check out? He's like, wait. No, you know, I have some coupons. Is that okay? And I was like, sure. And he was I also want to sign up for the Target Red Card.
Yeah,
which is like, we're always trying to get people to sign up for the Red Card. That was like our huge thing. And so I'm just like, man,
it's my lucky day.
Loving it.
I need to set the stage a little. Is this the Target in West Hollywood?
Yes.
That's my favorite Target.
That's my favorite Target.
I
love that Target. Although I feel nervous going there now, just because I really like the people I work with.
Yeah.
And you know, when I ended up leaving there, I didn't like, there was no like goodbye process.
Right.
It was just like, I did something online, and then I went in and met with somebody at HR, and they were like, here's your last paycheck, bye.
Yeah,
and I was like, should I go? Like, I'm not like close friends with these people, but I would love to be like, hey, see you.
Right.
Just go shopping, go check in, get a candle, and say hi to your friends.
Okay. Charming man with coupons.
He's like, and some people had legit coupons that were printed out, but these were like printed out coupons, and they were for, he was buying like nicotine patches.
Okay.
Great.
And they were like, I think like $10 off each. And so like I tried scanning them and they didn't go through, and he's like, oh no, you have to put the numbers in.
So like, printed off on a printer or like clipped from the newspaper?
Printed off on a printer.
Okay.
And so he's like, oh, you got to put the numbers in. And I was like, okay. He was like, I was like, maybe I should just call my manager, you know, over just to help. And I turn the light on, and he flicks the light off. And he's like, no, I used to work here. I know how to do it. I can help you through it.
He flicked your light off?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And I was like, okay.
And so uncomfortable.
He walked me through it. Yeah. And I was just super uncomfortable and didn't really know what to do. So I just went through with the coupons. I was like, how hard is it going to be for Target? And they were just like, you know, a bunch of, he had like 10 maybe coupons, so he maybe saved like $100 on this stuff. And then he went on his merry way. And then the next day I worked, My manager like took me in and like had like a serious talk with me. And I was just like, I was like, I literally had no idea.
Yeah.
And I, you know, people have printed out these coupons before, you know, and some of them work and some of them, how am I supposed to be?
How are you supposed to know?
I'm not the FBI, man.
No, you're
I'm
not
getting
the,
paid minimum
you're
wage.
You're not the coupon cops.
Yeah. But he was like, no, you should know. And next
question. So when he like came over to your cashier and put it in, was he like on the operating system, like doing like an override manager thing where you like type in the percentage or the discount? Like how did that happen?
No. So he didn't have to do that because I feel like with the computer system there, you could type in the coupon numbers and like, as long as it wasn't over a certain amount, you didn't need manager override. So he wasn't doing that. He knew what he was doing. He had like the perfect amounts.
But the coupons did work somehow.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. I was like,
how could you get in trouble? Like, how would your manager be mad at you if the coupon worked?
Well, that was, I don't do well with people being mad at me. I was just like, turning to, you know, I was just like, well, honestly, they worked. Like, what, you know, shouldn't the computer, I'm just like,
that's your fault because I think like if, whatever he, so if this guy did actually work there, I guess he remembered like the family and friends discount or something. I don't know. Like he figured out some code that'll always work.
So did you get in trouble with your manager?
That was like my first warning. He was very nice about it. He was one of my favorite guys there. But he was like, yeah, this is like sort of disciplinary.
But when they train you, do they tell you shit to watch out for?
That's the other thing. Yeah.
So how are you supposed to know?
I just the whole time. I got so down on target on working there just because I was like, you know, some people are great at it and they shut people down who come through the line. Like the other scams I would get were people buying gift cards with fake credit cards or like stolen credit cards.
Whoa. How do you know they're stolen?
So. Again, like, I'm not the FBI.
I know, you're not the FBI.
Well, how does Target expect you? Like, how would your manager expect you to tell?
So this one manager I remember, a guy came through. The big thing that they would ask you to look for is if someone was getting amounts over, like, $500 on a gift card.
Oh, okay.
To, like, see their ID.
Yeah.
So that happened to me once where I was like, okay, I need to see your ID. And he showed me an ID and it matched the credit card. And then he left. And my manager, another one, immediately came over and was like, what just happened there? And I was like, oh, guy came through, you know, it seemed weird, but he showed me his ID. And he was like, you didn't think that was weird? And I was like, no. He was like, did you see the guy though?
So this happened multiple times?
Yeah. I had a few different coupon experiences where they were fraudulent. And like, I think towards the like, third or fourth time I was keen to it. But the gift card thing was happening like on the regular. Like
where people buy over $500.
Yes, or they would buy weird amounts. They'd be like, I need 10 gift cards and I have like, you know, I want like $62 on this one and 59 on this
what?
One. And then it like the credit card wouldn't work and they'd be like, okay, wait, put 53 on.
What?
Yeah. And it would eventually work. And then it was crazy though, because people were coming in and getting like, you know, I work at some office and I need 10 gift cards for $35 to give to my, so it was like hard to tell.
In my mind, I'm like, oh, a lot of money on a gift card is a great Christmas gift. I'm like, that's really nice.
Yeah, Target gift card.
I want a
Target
gift card.
Some people came in and.
I get it from my in-laws every year, actually.
Yeah.
Some people came in and got gift cards for like $500 or $1,000.
Yeah.
And it was just like. And they showed me their ID and nothing
well,
came
so,
of it.
So then what do they do with the gift cards? If they're
So I think they either sell them or I saw certain people come back in and use them. And I would like the first couple of times I'd be like, hey, I think that's the guy that came in. And, you know, my manager would not do anything then. And I was just like, all right, well, whatever. I'm not going to, you know, cry every night over this anymore.
Katie, I want to get your opinion. Is this a crime that you approve of, like the Verizon scam? Is this a victimless crime?
No. I don't think it's a crime I approve of because one, I don't really understand it. It gets really murky. So I don't know, like, did they take people's identity? Like, how did they get these credit cards? Like, is it just you're screwing over a bank or is it a person? And then also, like, I don't like how he like brought Ted in and like got in Ted's personal space and like risked Ted's job by like showing him like all the coupons and everything. Like, I don't like any
of
that.
Well, to me, it seems like Target's the one getting screwed over. So it is screwing over a big corporation. I do like big corporations, feels like something you would like. But when it's a credit card and it's opened a fake credit card, I think that is attached to a person's social or something. And then when you deal with an employee and you make like Ted physically go through and do the action for you of taking out the thing, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I just like a stolen iPhone.
You just like a nice victimless crime.
I like a victimless crime, and I like a crime that like okay, Ted, it was on the phone. It was terrible and it was stressful, but like it wasn't in your person's space. It was just like far away. And you didn't have to leave your house. I kind of like those crimes.
I feel like when those things happen though.
if I'm rating crimes.
No, no. I think that's a good rating system. I believe in the Caitlin Brodnick rating system.
Yeah, I believe in it. Yeah, it's like what do we use as the scale?
It's like Robin Hood to Madoff. Like it's like two different.
Oh yeah, no, that's those are good benchmarks.
That's good. I'd love to see this scale. Yeah.
Yeah. And we should draw it out. So did you get fired from Target?
No, but I was constantly worried that I was going to get fired. Like I literally would, there were a few times that I would do a, like let some coupons go through and I'd be like, afterwards, like I should have stopped that.
Yeah.
And then I would worry for the next like two or three shifts that they were going to fire me. Yeah. And then it was funny because like a few weeks before I left, the one, another manager was like, so the credit card thing happened to me and he was like, he's like, really, like, don't worry about it. Target has protections. The credit card company has protections. Like, it's no big deal. And I was like, what? Why did you tell me this, like, a month ago, 2 months ago?
Yeah. And like, why are they making you feel so bad?
Anxious.
Yeah. I would just, like, constantly get to work and be like, all right, today's the day. I'm getting fired.
I've been taking anxiety.
I've never really been fired before.
I've been taking Xanax.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Stressful life. All right.
They should have started with that. They should have started with that.
Should have started with that?
Yeah. When they trained you, they should have started with
that. They should have said, we have insurance. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really manipulative.
That's what I thought. I mean, the training thing was there was definitely stuff focused on like, you know, checking ID for buying alcohol or like stuff like that. But the fraudulent, like they didn't really go down that road.
Right.
And I was like, but it happened all the time, like once or twice a shift.
Really?
Well, that's when we were talking to Abby. She was saying that the cashier at Apple, he said that they get trained in this specifically and they have a security guard. They have an undercover cop there. Like there are companies that do take it seriously. And it sounds like Target needs to beef it up a little bit and also like not put all the blame on their employees. We're just trying to do their best. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, they did have, and again, like everybody that worked there, I really loved.
Okay.
And the security people were great. And I feel like they were more focused on shoplifting, which was also happening once or twice a shift when I was there. And they were constantly like, you know, going around the store, watching the cameras. And, you know, it was just like the cashiers were kind of a second thought or whatever, or on their own. The Target was crazy because they're like so many interesting characters. And then also like famous people walking through all the time. Charlize Theron was there.
That's her Target?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Your grandparents got scammed?
Yeah. So this is going to be super quick, but they basically had their identity stolen, which is like a separate thing that they talked about for a while. And it's crazy to me to think about as I get older, like that being a possibility, having to deal with all that stuff. But the one funny thing that my grandpa has said to us a few times is that he gets calls every once in a while that are like, he'll pick up and on the other line, they'll be like, hello. And he's like, yes, who is this? And he's like, it's your grandson. And he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm just a little, I have a cold right now. But I need you, I need you to send me money or something. Or they say, you know, I'm in jail. And I think the last time he talked to us, he was like, every time I get that call, I say, well, good luck and hang up. I was like, all right, Grandpa, I'm never calling you if I actually go to jail. Yeah. But it's just crazy to me that that's the kind of stuff that as I get older and, you know, hopefully have kids and grandkids, like, that'll get me. I'll immediately be like,
yo, what do you need?
You need $1,000? Sure. It's in the mail.
But they got identity thefted as well?
They got, identity thefted as well. I forget for what. Or how, but it was like a huge thing. Like it just like destroyed their, the way they are very meticulous about how they like take care of their finances and everything. And it just like messed everything up. And it was like weeks and months of collateral damage.
This is like Madoff on the scale.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much. And like, I think, what drives me crazy too is that we are, like you're saying, Ted, we're all going to be senior citizens at one point. Like there's going to be some new technology that we aren't going to get as fast as the younger generation.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be Instagram or not going to be Skype. It's going to be something crazy. And it's going to be like a Bluetooth that's in your earring. And we're going to be like, oh, I didn't realize like when I press my earring two times, it means I bought 2 shares of this stock. Like there's just going to be things
so much faster than we ever imagined, and we're gonna get screwed over.
I know. I'm preparing for it now.
So what do you do to protect yourself now?
And especially after listening to the Abby Holland episode, I never answer the phone. No longer ever again.
Yeah.
If it's a number I don't recognize, and even sometimes if it is.
Yeah.
Just like, I text the person after and was like, was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't work at Target anymore.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Which,
for your emotional support.
I may have to again.
Wait, Ted, have you been back since you left?
I have, yeah. And
okay.
I've seen a few people. I always walk through. I am constantly seeing people, not constantly seeing people that I know, but when I do see people I know, I just assume they don't remember me.
Yeah.
So I'll try to make eye contact, like without staring.
Yeah.
And if I don't get like a recognition right away, I'll just like keep moving on.
Wow.
Which happened when I went back to Target, but this one guy who's another cashier was like, hey, Ted. And I was like, oh. And then a manager was like, Ted.
Aww.
I was like, oh, they do
he's
remember
the king
me.
Of Target.
Yeah.
The king.
Like,
Ted's Target.
It's Ted. Ted's Target. Yeah. I was Target Ted. That's
you were Target Ted.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ted, for coming and sharing your horrible experiences.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. And I hope it's fun.
Oh
I'm
my
sure
God,
I'll have
Ted.
More.
I hope you don't.
Couple months. Yeah, me too.
Maybe we'll check back with you
check
to see.
Me, yeah.
You know, Ted, if you're in question, you just call Sue or I. Just give us a call. Give us a text.
I'm gonna,
and say, like, is this weird? And we think everything is a scam. So we're on top of this shit for you. Like, you have two scam bodyguards.
Okay, good.
Scam guard.
Yeah, and I definitely want to know if something does happen where it lands on the spectrum.
On the spectrum.
Oh, I will tell you.
Do you have any advice for somebody to not get scammed? A fellow nice person. Do you have any advice for them, or what would you say?
It's so hard because I want to say don't trust anyone, which is sometimes how I feel. But it's hard not to just trust people. I guess like I would say don't give out any information. Once you're getting asked to read back a text or to give out information, I'd say like, hey, can I stop and call you back later?
You can always put somebody on hold or call them back. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that my real advice would be like, when things inevitably do happen, don't let it, you know, hold you back or bring you down, like, or change who you are. Because as long as it's not like a dangerous, scary situation.
Well, thank you, Ted. I hope you don't get scammed again.
Thank you.
And so be careful out there.
Tell us if you do.
Target Ted, signing up.
So Ted, where can people find you? Where can they, start stalking you if they want to scam you? I'm just kidding.
Sure. Yeah. I post all of my scams on. No. Instagram is probably my focus these days. Just I'm not good at it or I don't post very often, but mostly my wife and I foster dogs, and like there's a new dog up there every couple weeks.
What's your Instagram?
It's Ted Limpert.
So cute.
TEDLIMPERT.
And then is that where the dogs are too?
That's where the dogs are too, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But that's probably the best place. And you also go to my website, TedLimpert.com.
TedLimpert.com?
Yeah.
Ted, are you doing any new projects? Because Ted did have a movie come out and I was part of reading for one of his pilots that he wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a movie?
I made a film with my cousin a while back and then with a few friends like a few years ago. The one thing I'm focusing on right now is I have a Groundling show on Sunday the 14th for my like lab class.
Oh, he does Groundlings. Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ted, for coming on and telling us your horrible stories.
Thanks, Ted, for reliving that terrible time for our entertainment.
And if you guys have been the victim of any scams like Ted has, you can let us know.
Yes.
Because we will sympathize
Please.
With you.
If you have any hot tips or like anything happened recently or in your hometown, you can call us on our hot tip hotline. And the number is 347-509-9414. And we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, you can also email us at scamwildpodcast@gmail.com. And we will probably read it because we love getting emails and hearing your story.
We do.
If you like the podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes. or wherever you're listening.
It makes us feel good. Yeah. Hang in and we'll hang in there, guys.
Like you're like the cat on the poster.
Yeah. Hang in there, guys. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
We love you.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.